Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn. And for the Chamber's upcoming events and programs, simply go to durangobusiness.org. I'm here with Phyllis and JM from Cayute Yoga. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing well.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Squeezing some time out of your busy yoga sessions.
Yeah.
Our pleasure.
Now, you guys are located where in Three Springs?
We're at 258 Pioneer, which is on the corner of Pioneer and Confluence. So it's not along with the other businesses there on the Mercado. We're across the way from there. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Kind of, I want to say across the way where the little plaza area is.
Across from the plaza and under the apartments.
Oh.
We have apartments on top of us.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. So how long have you been out there now?
We've been open since last January. There was a soft opening in January.
Uh-huh.
And then we opened with a regular schedule in mid-March. About 8 months.
Nice. So how's it going?
Going good.
It's a
very new method to Durango. And so we expected that it would take some time for people to catch on to this method.
Right.
Find out what it is, find out what it isn't.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you that.
Starting to catch on.
So when you say a new method, describe what you mean.
Well, this method was developed by Francisco Cayute, who's a Brazilian person. He developed this method in order to manage his own pain from a shooting accident when he was 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
He is a chiropractor, among other things. He had become a master yogi. And then he wanted to develop a method that would help people overcome pain and adapt to pain and be able to get through stiffness and get the body back to mobility.
So you're talking what I need to be doing, I think.
Yes, Jack, you need to be doing it.
You know, got the stiff back, the torn labrum in the hip, bad shoulders. So
you are our guy.
Okay.
You are what this was developed for.
Okay, so yoga is intimidating to me. Why? Because I've never done it. You know, we all are afraid to try something new. So I'm 55 now. What are the things that I would expect if I came to one of your beginner, I assume you have beginner, newbie, yogi people?
All classes are for beginners.
What do you mean?
This is one of the things that is different about this method, that you can come in as a beginner and we as teachers who are being trained by Francisco Cayute on an ongoing basis will adapt the class to your needs, while others who have been coming for a while and have been gotten used to the method can continue and get the work that they need out of that class that day. JM, do you have anything to add to that?
It's a very accessible practice of yoga. Instead of having how we usually associate yoga with more of a workout. It's more about awareness and connection. It brings a very calming situation, a very rejuvenating method to the body and also the mind as well.
So walk me through what I would expect if I sign up. Do I just show up? How often are classes?
Well, we have classes. We've just rearranged the schedule. We're still playing with the schedule to accommodate people's needs. And so we're really hoping to hear from people in the community so that we can know what would be best. And so that we could add the schedules, you know, expand the schedule out as needed. Currently, we have 18 classes on the schedule. Is that correct?
Yeah, 18. Wow.
18 and throughout the week. Mm-hmm. And so noon every day, 5:30 on Monday, Wednesday, 6:45 a.m.
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday as well.
Uh-huh.
You can always check out our website at CayuteYogaDurango.com for
spell
the
that
up-to-date.
For me.
Cayute is C-A-I-U-T. K-A-I-U-T-S-A-C. Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, so
K-A-I-U-T YogaDurango.com.
Perfect.
It's pronounced Cayute.
Cayute.
Now, we're used to the term Ute around here.
So yeah,
it's easy to remember.
Cayute, but spelled differently. So on the website are all the different courses that you offer. It sounds like you have a variety of courses scheduled morning, noon, and evenings. And walk-ins are accepted?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So if I walk in, I assume I got to get a yoga mat.
No. We supply everything.
Oh, wow.
The equipment that we use has very specific purposes. The poses that we use in this method are very specific, very it's kind of hard to explain without doing it, but I would say that we need the equipment to be what we need it to be. And so Francisco has worked hard at making sure that the equipment meets his standard. So we have bolsters, mats, straps, blocks, and sandbags that we use.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's no heat, there's no mirrors. It's really about that, more about moving that awareness more inside of us, getting a better understanding of our own bodies.
Interesting. And so you, you come in and, you know, you'll obviously, I introduce myself, never done this, so I'm already intimidated, or I've been doing yoga for many, many years. I want to learn about more about the Kyut philosophies and theories, and you will adapt the class accordingly.
Absolutely. Yeah, as teachers, that's what we're trained for, is to really make the practice very accessible. Francisco already did an amazing job of creating these sequences that we present, and then we can adapt those sequences to make them even more available or accessible for each individual as they come in.
So you can start with someone, I keep going back to myself, that, you know, can't even hardly tie my shoes, you know, by bending down. And
we will have you tying your shoes before the class ends.
Really?
No, honestly, we don't want anyone to be intimidated.
Sure.
So much of the Western interpretation of yoga can be intimidating to people, and people think, I can't do that. There's no way I can ever do the things that those people are doing. And this is not what this is about. Our poses are accessible. They're classic yoga poses, but they're accessible to everyone. And if someone has something going on with them that we need to pay close attention to, we will adapt. If that means we have them sitting on two bolsters or on chairs or whatever we need to do, we will do that. And so that person can participate in the class and feel like they're being part of the class and getting the work done. So we're working from the joints. We're working on energy flow, blood flow through the joints. We're working on getting people to maximum mobility and functionality. And so using these classic yoga poses in a way that they can actually access what they need in their body. And hopefully, you know, and with Durango is such a... you know, the sports and the activities or the level here is big. We want people to keep doing that. And so we ask, what's your longevity plan?
Right.
How long do you want to ski? How long do you want to be a runner or a cyclist?
Do yard work.
Or do you, exactly. Or so. Yeah,
anything, living your life. How you choose to live your life. Think of this practice instead of like another hour taken out of your day. It's an hour that you spend that really increases your functionality and your ability to do what you love longer and even more efficiently as well.
And it might be sewing. If people are losing their grip and can't sew, and we do a lot of work with the hands and the wrists and the elbows so that we can restore functionality.
It's so funny
there.
You say it, because I'm thinking about hand massage when I get my hair cut over, you know, Raylan, and it's so funny. It's one of the, it feels so, I might always tell, don't stop, man. That just, but, you know, doing what you just did,
exactly.
I'm thinking, that feels good.
I know.
You know, stretching the hands, and how much do we do every day with our hands?
Exactly.
Fascinating. So, go ahead, James.
Well, one thing I was going to say is that just like the hands, this method is so simple, but it's really a return to nature. So think about how we've evolved through time and how strong our hands have been, and then how little we use those today. Obviously, for some ways, it's a great benefit for our survival.
Right.
But also, sometimes just holding a phone or typing on a keyboard, they're meant to be a little bit stronger than that.
Right.
So this practice just gently reintroduces that real natural tendency of our bodies that eventually through time, we just get this really great, amazing quality of life improvement.
And how long are the yoga sessions?
An hour.
1 hour.
That's plenty.
Can change in literally 1 hour, it start changing your life and the physiological makeup and get the blood and energy flowing again.
Yes. And you know, people, depending on the blockages and restrictions in someone's body based on what they've experienced in their life. I mean, take Francisco being shot in the hip at 5 and growing up with all these adaptive behaviors and those kinds of things and trying to work with the pain and work with, you know, how the body adapts or mm-hmm. how it compensates for the pain. So, you know, when we look at it from that perspective, it's like we have to let people understand that this is part of them now, and here's how we can adapt. Here's how we can make your life easier for you, make movement better for you,
right,
and make you more comfortable in your body. And the other benefit is that when we're in these, the poses are accessible, but they can be intense, and we do leave people in poses for a little longer than
sure.
maybe they're used to, but that's how the joint starts to react. That's how the blood flow and energy flow starts to happen. And then the meditative part really kicks in when you are asked to be in a pose for a certain length of time. You start to pay attention to things in your body that you didn't pay attention to before.
It's so funny you say it, because I think of me just standing on one leg, you know, like a stork. Stand on one leg, and it's amazing. And you close your eyes, how you lose balance. I mean, mm-hmm. and I think of the it was on Facebook, YouTube. What the individual gentleman that was a paratrooper, overweight, and he started doing yoga. I don't know what practice of yoga mm-hmm. it was, and how it literally transformed his life. Just being going from not even being able to, you know, stand without his crutches and his, you know, walking. Getting assistance with his walking aids, but just the things that he overcame. And I think of how this, your techniques, can transform someone's life.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's highly wow. restorative, and that's what it's about. That's what it was designed for.
And even more than restorative is almost like the hygienic side of it. It's Phyllis mentioned like the joints. But it's really almost like flossing. It's something that we need to do. And once you start to do it, you realize how important it is to your daily life.
Wow. So anybody that's listening, highly encourage, and pronounce it again for me.
Kyute.
Kyute. Almost said, quit. Kyute.
Kyute
Yoga out in Three Springs. And your website,
KyuteYogaDurango.com,
and spell Kyute for me one more time.
KAIUT.
And you've got all the different classes and courses. And if you get, you know, a few of your friends that say, hey, I want to do this, and you need to do it on a different night or something, you guys are kind of flexible, no pun intended.
Yes, we can. That's funny.
Yeah.
And something else, too, we encourage people to go to the main website. You would have to tap on English. So it's KyuteYoga.com, and tap on English because it's in Portuguese.
Okay.
And study up on the man behind the method. Look at the testimonials that people have, you know, put out there, and, you know, just sort of wrap yourself around the method and get an idea of what it's about. And if you don't, come visit us. It'll settle in with you very nicely.
Wow. All right. I need to get over there. And I have no excuse. I live out just past Elmore's Corner.
Oh, come on.
So now you can really hound me about it. You know, it's like,
and if the people who are here locally, who live here, the first two classes are complimentary. We think it's so important that you do feel it. It really is yoga for everybody. So if you're nervous about it, you can come in and try it for free. Like we said, we have the mats already mm-hmm. for you. So it's an hour of your day.
There literally is no excuse.
None.
Wow. All right. So you guys are located again underneath the Confluence Apartments in Three Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to KyuteYogaDurango.com. Check out the schedule. And I know I'll see you guys at chamber events because you've been at some of those.
Yes. Yeah, we love those.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, have I forgotten anything? Is
Any last words, JM?
No, thanks for this opportunity.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Thank you, Jack, and come see us, you guys. Love it.
All right, you're going to get me in there.
Okay.
You can crack the whip at me.
All right.
All right. We have to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. And don't forget, CaiuteYogaDurango.com. Have a great day.